Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time. I love saying that because it's the truth. He's the first person to popularize the paradigm shift concept, and you hear me talking about that all the time with full attribution, of course. I love saying his name and talking about his work. His book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, it changed my life, and it will yours too. He's our good friend Joel. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good one, a good new one together. What do you think?
Absolutely.
So, Joel, there's something new in the nanotech world, carbon nanotubes, and I want you to tell us about it. And please use the term bucky paper. I love that term. It's such a fun term to use. Tell us about it.
Well, what's going on here is a materials horse race. And both China and Russia announced in the past year and a half that they have hypersonic missiles that are very difficult to knock down. We don't like that part of it. But one of the things that they had to have done in order to have that is they had to create a new material to shield the missile from the heat, mm-hmm. because the missile never leaves the atmosphere.
Right.
Florida State University.
The atmosphere creates friction against any device moving through it.
Yeah, and you have to have a material to take care of that heat, and we don't, and they did, but we have it now. So thanks to our wonderful Florida State University's High Performance Materials Institute, they have developed a material using bucky paper, which is carbon nanotubes squeezed down tight so that they're quite compressed, and those bucky paper, by the way, is another term I'm sure you like, mm-hmm. Bucky paper allows this material to be flexible, very thin, and it can handle heat up to, I got to read the number here, 1,900 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
Or 3,450 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. And also strong. It's not, and you forgot that you left out strong. It's very strong.
Well, I'm just going to add that. The thing that's interesting about this, it's not just a coating. It's actually a structural member.
Yeah.
And as it protects the vehicle from the heat, it also adds strength to the aircraft. So
Is the thermal protection because of the tube concept, meaning there's little air pockets that's one of the great things about thermal protection is separating the heat from what you're trying to protect with air. What do you think?
I don't know, because if you look at the measures, it says the paper is 10 times lighter and 500
right.
times stronger than steel, even though it's really thin. So it must be moving the heat really, really effectively.
But the tubes, I wonder if the tubes are conducting it away or something. I don't know.
I think
when I see tubes, that makes me think of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting hypothesis because you do have hollowness in the material built into it at the nanoscale.
Right. But so see, when you and I think of it as analog human, 20th century analog humans, we think of needing a 6-inch wall between us and the cold with fiberglass in there to hold the air apart, right? We don't have a concept of how to do that molecularly, right? And that's what they've
right.
done.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. After we're done today, I'm going to do a little research at Florida State and find out if I can get somebody to explain to me why it's so effective. Because you're raising really good – what we know is it does it.
Yeah.
This is an engineering statement. Engineers say, I don't care why it does it. Does it. This is an engineering material right now. It said, boy, can we beat the heat.
Is it nanotechnology, though, one of the great – developments. I mean, some of the tech developments we have are two-edged swords. you know, we love what it does for us, but it also invades our privacy. But nanotechnology is just it's just returning one benefit after another, isn't it?
It's a new world which we're just beginning to explore.
Yeah,
just as
yeah.
simple as that. Yeah,
it's going to change.
Lots more stuff out there,
and it's going to create all kinds of paradigm shifts too, isn't it? It already is.
Well, look at this one.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, what was impossible to do, to fly at 4,000 miles an hour and not have to put very special thermal controls, all of a sudden we can do it with a material that's very thin and very light and very strong.
And solid, not tiles like we have on the space shuttles, right?
Right.
Not things
well,
they don't peel off.
But they did compress them.
Yeah.
So there's some compression on them. So I don't, like I said, I will do a little research after we're done.
Bucky paper, Bucky and Bucky tube, Bucky balls. Is that, I love that. They not only did it, folks, they made it fun. Quick break, right back with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.